The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence.
Good morning, we're Steve. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is fixing the house today on assignment. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and it's March the 20th. March Madness has started. I'm not sure what that means, except it's something to do with basketball. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and good morning already to Angel and Boo. Guys talking guns already this morning. That's kind of cool. And again, 7:07 in the morning. And what's the weather look like today? It looks like it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 74. Not as warm as yesterday. Light and variable winds becoming south around 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 11 p.m. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 70. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers with a low around 49. Sunday, 20% chance of rain, and again, rain. Sunday night, chance for precipitation, 80%, and showers into Monday. Isn't that great news? I mean, I know that if you're playing baseball, like some people, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I tell you, that kind of weather forecast tells me that we got some hope here. Got some hope for some showers, some rain. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Where our customers are warm friends, it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts, all available at Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Am I pronouncing your name right?
Eldon, yep.
Okay, just making sure. So, do y'all practice at night down at Tiger Field?
We usually get done around 6:30, so we're usually done now by the time it's dark.
But I saw the field was lit up the other night, and that was Wednesday night.
Sometimes men's league plays after us.
Oh, is that what it
yep.
is? Okay. Are they playing baseball?
Yeah, they're trying. No.
What is it? I mean, what's men's league? I mean, is this
men's
like,
league is like
is it softball or baseball?
It's baseball. It's like a recreational thing.
Okay,
for like older people to play and stuff.
Older people. Now, what's older? What, 25?
Yeah, it ranges. It ranges.
25 is that? What's that's older to you though, right?
There's some older people though out there too.
30.
Even older. There's up to like 50-year-olds.
Oh, up to 50-year-olds.
Probably even...
Ancients.
Carl, you could probably get out there and
I could probably get out there. Okay, thanks a lot. You know what? You're making more points every day, so... but you got games this weekend.
Yes, we do. Tomorrow, we have games at 12 and 3, and then on Sunday at 11 and 2. So come out and watch if you have
You know what? We just might... I might make it to the 2 o'clock. So I want you to come back in. Make sure you come back in Monday with all your teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. You know what? If it's Friday, it's got to be Spencer. And Spencer has brought in, you know, just an adorable dog. I mean, this dog touches me.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is a Airedale Terrier mix.
Yes.
Is that correct? She is just a cutie.
She's a little snuggler, too.
Oh, look at her. She's snuggled in there. And when I patted her, she licked my fingers. And now she's licking the cord to the to the headsets.
She's only about 2 months old. She's the picture-perfect Airedale Terrier mix. I mean, she's black and tan, has all the markings of the Airedales. Her and 6 siblings actually came into our shelter as strays. Nobody ever came looking for them. So we have
as strays, you mean they all walked in together?
Somebody said that they found them all together.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we actually, all of them have been adopted except for Holly here and
They've
her brother.
They've all been adopted. Okay. Look at her. Oh, she heard her name and her tail started wagging.
Yes.
Holly.
So right now she's about 10 pounds. She's got the tan face, the little wiry hair all over the place, the black body, tan on her feet. And I mean, boy, she's got some big paws. She's going to probably be a larger dog. She's going to be at least 50 pounds.
Wow. I tell you what, this is just a great looking dog. Dog. I mean it. I mean, if I would really, really have to look at taking her. Yeah, look at that face. Look at that face. Look at. Wouldn't you like her, Ellen? I mean, isn't that a pretty dog?
She's definitely a cutie.
I mean, and look at her. She's attentive and what a good-looking dog. Okay, people, if you've got a house and with the yard, you probably need a little yard there. But she's very attentive. She's such a nice-looking dog, and her eyes are really, really soft. She's not wild. She's just sitting here quiet, and she's only 2 months old and like this. And like Spencer says, she's a snuggler. She's up there. She's licking his chin right now. Okay, tell us more about her.
So she is rated for a home with kids of all ages. She is already spayed. She is 100% ready to go home today. And right now is actually the perfect time to adopt because she would qualify for our March Madness special. She would be, if you make it in the hoop, you can have her for less than 50% off. So you can take her home for only $50 if you make the shot in the hoop.
So she's already been spayed?
She's already spayed. She can go home today.
How soon can you spay them?
You know, our vet does it based on weight.
Okay.
As long as they
have
enough weight.
I've heard other times like four months or something, but it's got to be weight then.
Yeah, a lot of vets do it by age just to play it safe. Our vet does it by weight. As long as they have enough weight to withstand the anesthesia, they're good to go.
All right. Well, I tell you what. She is a cutie. And her brother, does her brother look like her?
Her brother looks identical to her.
Okay. Well, what a great, you know what? This is a good dog to take home to a family. You can raise this dog around the house. Airedales are singularly loyal dogs, and a terrier just means is that they can be, they'll be good guard dogs for you. Not vicious dog guard dogs, but they're protective of your house. Airedales are known for, when they're, you know, full blooded, they've been raised, and a lot of times they use them for the catch dogs when they're hunting lions.
Yep.
And bears that the hounds will track them. Airedales will go in and hold them. So, but this one is which means they have bravery and courage in their lines, but they're also very loyal.
And what more could you ask for in a dog?
There you go. That's right. Okay. How do they get a hold of you?
You could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Make sure you send me a photo.
Will do.
Send me a photo of her and maybe her brother, too.
Absolutely.
And I see a lot of dogs. I see 52 dogs a year, that come through here. At least that many a year coming through here. When I go down to Haven Humane to look around there. But this one is one that I would, if I didn't already have Elk Killer, I'd take a good look at taking this dog. Okay. Thanks a lot. And everybody head on down to Haven Humane. We've got 100% adoption rate. Let's just keep it up. Take her and her brother. What's her brother's name?
Buddy.
But you can call him anything, really.
Yeah, they're just names that we've named them.
See, I would call her, I'd call her Valkyrie. You know, like the Valkyrie. Okay, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe.
Unique name for a unique dog.
A unique name for a unique dog. Okay, buddy.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay, today we're going to have the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. We got Simpson University with a whole bunch of things. Now, since Ellen will give them special treatment. But they're going to be talking about the athletics out there at Simpson, but also some of the things going on with the students. And there's a group of people from the university that you can hire. Well, it's really donations, but they'll come over to your place and you want yard work done or anything. They do it, and they do it to raise money so they can go on missions. I think that's pretty cool. And Simpson University has in the last year, has reached out to our community in a lot of different ways, and we're happy to help them do that. But first, you know, before that, like I said, we're going to get into the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. We've got a lot of things to talk about. I don't know if I'm going to probably get into everything, but there is one I really want to get into after we take this break. But one thing I really want to talk about is how great it is to sleep on my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting being 40. And right now, at your sleep number store, you can get the Sleep Number i8 bed and save $600 on it. The Sleep Number Sleep Number i8 bed has been rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's the best bed in America, and it's made in America. It's got a guarantee. And now not only do you have dual-air technology because Linda's sleep number setting is 45, well, my sleep number setting is 40, and sometimes we reverse that. You also have the ability to use Sleep IQ. the technology there lets you sleep, and it gives you kind of ideas. Not only that, but they have beds that, so if somebody is snoring in your in the bed with you, you can adjust their sleeping positions in the way the bed is. Isn't that cool? So that, you know, it's it has, you know, the flex fit adjustable bases with choices you'll love. You know, that's what I mean. Like the partner snore technology. And the way you find it is heading down to the Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center right there next to the vitamin store, and talk to Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there, and tell them Carl and Linda sent you, that you want to lay down in a bed. You want to find out why they keep talking about this bed and why they're so happy with it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care, clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Take me to direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's March the 20th, 7:19 in the morning. 7:19 in the morning. 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a pleasant day. A little cloudy here, but it looks like we're going to be getting rain this weekend. Is that cool? Today, partly sunny with a high near 74. Weather's reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? I have right here in my hand 2 tickets to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And they've been flying out of here, by the way, these tickets. And you can use these anytime you want. Thursday through Saturday, March 19th to the 21st. So that last night, can't use it last night, but you can use it tonight or tomorrow. Sunday, March the 22nd at 2 p.m. We have a matinee, so you can go to the matinee and get out and go. What you can do is go to the baseball game early and then make it to the matinee. And then Thursday through Saturday of next week at 7:30 p.m. So if you want 2 tickets, the last 2, by the way, the last 2 to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, give me a call, 605 4567 right now. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends down there, Joe and Shelley. Great people. Doing great work for our city, you know, with Espresso Joe's. It's, you know, here's the thing is, I'm going to tie Espresso Joe's into the next story I want to talk about. But Espresso Joe's is a place you can get coffee, you can get tea, you get chai, you get it all. And you don't get harassed by the baristas. Or walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And the walk-in humidor is chock full of cigars rated, top-rated cigars in the 90s. There's never been a 100. Number 100, because that's all you can get. Never been a number 100 cigar, but you can get the 90s and the 80s rated from Cigar Aficionado. That's right. All there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. Now, let's talk about baristas. Starbucks. Another reason not to go to Starbucks, okay? There's many reasons not to go to Starbucks. There's Espresso Joe's, of course. Then there's, of course, Dutch Bros. There's a couple others, but the real reasons not to go to Starbucks is some of the things they do, some of the decisions they make, some of the things they want the baristas to do. Like now, Starbucks CEO wants to talk about race. Let's discuss race relations at the counter. And they have something written on their cups, you know, race counts or something. Wow. I can't wait. I mean, go in there to get your latte, you know, your $8 latte. And what can I say except you go in and get your $8 latte and the 18-year-old behind the counter says, so how about that Ferguson stuff? You know, I can't help but think I don't want to discuss race relations with an 18-year-old barista. Not that maybe they're not smarter than I am because probably they are. But I'm just – when I go in there, if I ever went in there to get my cappuccino or my latte – talking race relations with the barista there, it just isn't my idea of a good way to start the day. You know, I'm kind of going in there. You know, if I go in to get coffee, if I did that, I go in there and you go in there. And then, did they initiate the conversation? What about you, Alden? You're a young guy. You know, you go into Starbucks if you ever do. I know you probably go into, you know, Espresso Joe's or Dutch Bros or something. And the girl behind the counter, you know, hi, what would you like? And you go, I want my latte, soy latte. I want it double whipped and no sugar. She goes, okay, hey, can we talk? Now, what happens when that happens? I mean, what would you think about that?
I'd be a little bit surprised. Usually it's pretty short and to the point.
Yeah, but what if she wants to talk race relations with you? I mean, what do you talk about? I mean, it's like, oh, hey, wow, you know, Barack Obama, black guy, president, you know? And she goes, you know, I think that maybe we should have a dialogue. I mean, while your latte double whipped, you know, no sugar is being made. I mean, do you want to talk to her?
Probably not.
That's what I'm thinking. How many out there, just, you know, you can come on in the chat room, just give them a call. I mean, how many of you would like to have a race relations convo, you know, a conversation with, your Starbucks barista? You know, I mean, could you get into it like, you know, it's already, you know, you get on, say you're outside in the line, you know, and they come in and you order. Hi, what would you like this morning? Hey, I would like a double soy latte, and I'd like to talk about what happened in the Selma March. I really think, too, Selma the movie was just ignored by the Academy Award because they're racist, the awards committee. What do you think? I mean, now does the barista have to answer? What if the barista doesn't want to talk about it? He goes, Selma? Selma? You know, if you hear that on the other end. How many of you would like to talk race relations is something that you would do. Why do you think it's a good idea? You know, about having race relation conversations at Starbucks, you know, this early in the morning. It's tough to talk about this early in the morning. Anyway, which leads to my next subject. Okay, here's comments. Comments are coming in. I'm so impatient, I would not be happy with them discussing it. I'm going to tell them to come back in 30 years and give me my damn coffee. Okay, they are not being coached or given a script. They are just given their viewpoint. What if they are racist? Will it get them fired? Now, if I said I want my coffee No, okay, I can't read that one. You know, but there's things that if you say that, you know, that, I mean, then does it begin, what if it becomes racial then? You know what I mean? It's like somebody says something and then somebody comes back with an answer. Oh, you can't say that. Well, you started it. You're the brodista. I just see. You know, frankly, I mean, I'm not sure why this company or any other company that where you go in for 2 minutes, right, to get your coffee. Why this comes up? And doesn't this bombard you from a lot of different areas? Now it's even in Playboy. Elton, have you ever read Playboy? I mean, the articles.
Never.
The articles. Maybe, you know, maybe you had somebody cut the articles out for you.
Maybe that.
Maybe not. There is on the. Okay. Now. Playboy has gone schizophrenic here. I think they've really gone because in the same issue, they've got interviews with Dick Cheney, and he has said a lot of things, somewhat conservative in his life. On the cover, they've got some woman, a singer, a rapper named Azealia Banks. Have you heard of her?
No.
Okay, it's probably because she doesn't do Christian rap. Anyway, she, Azealia Banks. Let me tell you, if you have not heard about Azealia Banks, let me read you her just a couple of the things that she said. Okay, I can't read them all because most of it is punctuated by words that would – hyphenated words that get me thrown off the air. Like this. This is what she says. This is a woman who has made a lot of money in America. Her mother worked 18 hours a day to get her through school and get her into, like, theater schools and all this. This is what she says. I hate everything about this country, she said. Like, I hate fat white Americans. All the people who are crunched into the middle of America, the real fat and meat of America, are those racist, conservative white people who live on their farms. Those little teenage girls who work in Kmart and have a racist grandma. That's really America. Whoa, really? Really? I get annoyed with the fact that I'm even asked to explain myself, she continued. Why do I have to explain this to y'all? My little white fans still, you know, okay, will be like, why did you want reparations for work you didn't do? Why? Well, you got handed from your grandfather's estate, and you get to keep your grandmother's diamonds and pearls and blank. I love this country. You know, here's a girl who is incredibly dumb and incredibly hateful. She gets on the cover of a magazine that flaunts you know, sexuality in the same issue that Dick Cheney is in there taking Obama apart. And you get this woman on there who has made millions probably in this country for her talent, that if she was in other countries, she wouldn't, you know, she, who knows, she might be, you know, not be making millions. Who knows what she'd be doing. If she's saying things like this about another country, she wouldn't be saying it for longer than like 5 minutes. But here she is, and she's using, and not only that, but she's saying horrible things about gay people, gay guys, and a bunch of other things. So, but this, she's got it, but there's obviously a lot of anger and hate here. But, I mean, this one, I hate everything about this country except the money. She doesn't hate the money. And she doesn't hate the opportunities this country's given her or the people that have worked hard to get her those, give her those opportunities. But those fat white, let me get it right, fat white Americans, all the people who are crunched into the middle of America. I'm not sure I'll go to her next concert. You know, I was planning on probably buying tickets to it. What about you, Elton? What do you think about this? You're a young guy.
Think about
what she just this girl, Azealia Banks.
I just think it's not very intelligent. Who knows who her fan base is too, and how many fans she lost by making comments like that.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe what's even worse is if maybe she made more fans.
That's true.
Okay, hey, look. I promise you this too, though. The baristas at Espresso Joe's will not be talking race relations with you. I can almost promise you that. You know, you can go in there and ask them, but they're just going to look at you and go, what are you talking about? Okay, we're going to take a break, but before we do, this segment's been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right on 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Leonard and his associates are just primed to find you the right jewel, the right diamond, the right necklace, the right bracelet, the right watch, the right estate jewelry, and everything. Everything there can be on sale. If you ask Leonard, if you talk to Leonard, you know, he can probably make a deal for almost anything there. Been in the business 40 years, been in that same location for over 20 years. Four Winds Jewelry, great place to go to. Linda always buys her stuff there, as does Trish Clark, as do many other people that go in there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop, right across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Head on down there. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. Today is March the 20th. 51 degrees out there. It's going to be partly cloudy today. It's a great day. The time is 7:30.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right. Baby, don't mess around because you love me so, and this I know for sure.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning. March the 20th, 7:33 in the morning, 53.8 degrees Fahrenheit out there. It's going to be kind of cloudy today. We should be getting some rain this week. Maybe a lot on Monday, by Monday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know, a locally owned, second-generation, family-owned business here, six of them in town, with more being expanded out, one down, being built in, Palo Cedro. Owens Pharmacy offers MedSync, a way of having all your prescriptions come in on the same day, so you don't have to make multiple calls, multiple trips down. And if you can't make it down, Owens delivers for free. That's right. Owens delivers for free to your home. Not only that, that's great. But if, you know, even if you just have one prescription, you have a pharmacist that knows you. That's your pharmacist. They know what kind of prescriptions you're getting, and they're going to be checking it. It's kind of like that last line of defense there. Owens Pharmacy, 6 locations, open Monday through Friday. Most locations from 9 to 6. Go on down and try them. Like I said, it's a local company that has done very well. All right. Hey, we're here with Linda Johnson. Welcome home, Vietnam Veterans Day. 50th. Is this the 50th year?
Huh? Yes. Matter of fact, on Tuesday this week, it was 50 years to the day that the Marines put boots on the ground in Vietnam.
I had a commander that was one of those first groups in there, Douglas McCaskill. Medevac Mac, we called him, who is no longer with us. And one of those tragedies that came out of Vietnam.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, that made it through to a certain point. And then, I mean, stayed in the Marine Corps and made it through to a certain point. And then after he got out, just the wheels came off.
Sounds like a lot of our vets.
Yeah. Too bad. I'm just thinking about that when we're bringing it back. Because one of the things he used to talk about was, they landed that first, you know, on the bay there, and they came in, and they were the first ones into Vietnam. Okay, but now we're welcoming. What is the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day exactly?
This was designed 6 years ago, and it wasn't even designed by a Vietnam vet. It was designed by a World War II vet to honor our veterans that came home with everything that was put through to them. That he decided the Vietnam vets needed something special. And so 6 years ago, he designed this. And what this is a big, I want to say, celebration. We have all the Vietnam vets, but any vets to come to our event, and we welcome them home, give them the honors they need. And with you talking about your commander or guy, that's what we're here for, because we're looking for, there was 46 Vietnam veterans from Shasta County that did not return, and we're looking for some families or friends so we can honor them too. We will be honoring them, but it would be nice to see if maybe their families could show up and we could honor them.
Okay, that's going to start a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow's the 21st, so it's going to be on the 28th. It starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday with memorial service for the Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam, 46.
There's 46.
That killed into action. A welcome home to our fallen Vietnam veterans will be held at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO.
Yes, we have a matter of fact, we have a motorcycle group going over, MIAP.
Uh-huh.
We'll be taking at least 3 urns from unclaimed veterans. And we will have they will be interned over at IGO, and we will be having a ceremony with the Wampus, the Indians over there.
Uh-huh.
And a big ceremony over there honoring those veterans that were not honored before. They get the deserved honors.
Absolutely. And then at 12 p.m. after the service out at IGO, we come on back down to the Veterans Hall. On Yuba Street for a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day program.
Right. We have the Sons of Italy and Olive Garden are providing the food. And it's a free meal to anybody that shows up. And we will have booths there of, like, from the American Legion, and the service agents. The vet home will be there. A cemetery board will be there. Of course, the Vietnam vets will be there with a display for the 50th anniversary.
Okay, and you said a free lunch provided by the Sons of Italy, who are always out there. Music?
Yes, we have a DJ. His name is Robert Aguera. We also have, her name is Valerie Ibe. I believe that's how you say your name. And the missile school students will be performing for us.
Well, you know, it sounds like you've got a lot of people coming down there.
Yeah, we have a lot. The community is great supporting us, and we have, you know, they've outreached us, and we've outreached them, and they've all been helpful. Mistletoe has a super performance they do every year, and we're excited to have them back.
You know, Linda, one of the things that people don't realize is, you know, when Vietnam veterans returned home, in many cases, they were literally in combat one day. They were brought out of combat, turned in their gear. They're in country, and then flew back home, or flew back to the United States, not necessarily home. And then they were discharged, and that discharge could take 48 hours, 96 hours, a week, who knows. At the end of that, okay, here's your ticket home. and they were turned loose. So they could be in the military for 2 years, a year of training and getting ready, and then and then into Vietnam for a year of sustained combat, which many of them were in, and then be home 5 days after being in sustained combat for a year. This was not a good way to bring people home in many cases.
That's true. And a lot of them, the ones that stayed in, because my husband was a 21-and-a-half-year veteran, mm-hmm. but the ones that stayed in, were, they were sent home. They were told not to wear uniforms. They didn't want people to know they were a Vietnam vet because of the reaction to the country at that time. So
Our country, it's a shameful period. Where not our whole country. I shouldn't take that back. There were portions of our country that just didn't, you know, instead of blaming the people who sent them there, the Johnsons and all the senators and congressmen that kept sending them to Vietnam, kept the fight going, they wanted to blame the ones that were fighting, the warriors that were fighting, which is shameful. And it's not, and like I said, it's not the country. Much of the country supported our people, supported these veterans. But there was a vocal minority that didn't.
That's true, and I shouldn't have said the country, but that's the way it is.
I was thinking that too, because the country itself didn't have welcome home parades like they did after Desert Storm, or you know, people are coming back now. The respect for our warriors wasn't back then, and I remember when we did a parade down in San Diego after we got back from Desert Storm, that Vietnam veterans led the parade, and it was really the first parade they'd ever had. You know, yes. Hey, you guys did a great job, and people were loving on them, and they just had a great time. And it was quite the honor to see them lead the parade.
Yeah, matter of fact, my husband and I probably were in there because I am a transplant from San Diego. And the Vietnam Veterans has a statement, and it's always been there. It's a national statement, and that says, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. And that's the way the Vietnam veterans have been doing it. They make sure all veterans, not just them, but the World War II and Afghan, Iraq, all these veterans coming home now, we make sure that they know they're appreciated, and they're all welcome to come on the 28th.
Well, I'd like to see everybody there. Okay, it's going to start at 10 a.m. at the memorial service for Shasta County servicemen, all 46 of them that died in Vietnam. And then after that, head on down to the Welcome Home Veterans Vietnam Veterans Day at Veterans Hall, right down here on Yuba Street.
That's it, and it's going to be a fun day.
Is there? Okay, so does this cost anything?
No, it's free.
Nothing, it's free. That's great.
It's free.
And Eddie, how's Eddie doing?
Eddie's doing pretty well. You know, he is going through some health issues right now, but he was at a meeting we had yesterday, so he is doing. He's involved in this as much as he can be.
He's the man.
Carl Turner is also having. Yeah. They're all having health problems.
Carl is.
I
didn't know that. Carl Turner is the man who is designed and building the Vietnam War monument, and it's beautiful. We've got a drawing in our, you know, a painting back in our office of that. And the battle's going on over that. And, I mean, they've got the money for it, but now they're having to fight the state. It's just ridiculous, you know what I mean, when I think about it. But that's a subject for another day.
Yes, we don't want to.
No, we don't want to mar. We don't want to mar this at all. Okay, Chapter 357 of the Vietnam Veterans of America is having their 50th commemorative of the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. And it's going to be a week from tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock. It'll be up at IGO in the beginning, and then move down to the Yuba Street to the Veterans Hall there at noontime for a lunch and music and just a remembrance of our veterans.
Right. And it really, if you'd like to ride your motorcycle with our escorting the urns, you can be at the Veterans Hall by 9:15 in the morning, and they will have an escort for the servicemen. And even if you want to go in your cages, as they call the cars, please show up, because that will honor our veterans even more.
That's right.
And we also want to remind people, every Friday, we want people to wear red T-shirts to remember everyone deployed, because that's a national program, and we want people to know that we support all our vets.
Okay. Linda Johnson from the Chapter 357, Vietnam Veterans of America. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:44 in the morning. It's 53 degrees out there today. We'll be right back.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, March the 20th, 7:48 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We gave away those two tickets to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You win. You won, Conrad. And we'll have the tickets for you right here at 1326 Market Street. And you've got tonight, tomorrow, Sunday matinee, and then next week too. So just feel free to come down and pick them up anytime, you know, around noon or 1. After 3 o'clock on Fridays, you're going to have a tough time finding anybody around here. So good morning, everybody, and let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hey, Carl, how are you, my friend?
I am peachy.
Hey, there was a letter to the editor this morning. I don't know if you read it or not, about the rescue mission that tracks out-of-towners.
Yes, you know what? I did read that. That was quite a that's quite a letter there.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I mean, at one point, you know, he's talking about a couple that got kicked out of the mission. Now they're on the streets. Another one that was sent here from a local town in the area by a pastor, and he was drunk, sitting on the side of the road, urinated on himself, and then said he has to be out on the street. The mission had two folks, which this is they're named in this or this letter, that got into a knife fight and then got expelled from the mission. So now they're out on the street. You know, and
instead of being in jail.
Yeah. Well, in the bottom, it says here, perhaps homeless magnet is a well-deserved nickname for the mission. Well, I want to say that personally, I've given hundreds and hundreds of dollars to the mission. I've gone there, served food. My kids all did that. We've all done it, but we have seen a drastic change. I mean, the elephant in the room is we have the mission in the middle of town. We put a stoplight in there. That doesn't really help. They keep them for 30 days. They turn them loose. We had a Chico pastor that's sending people here on a one-way ticket to our mission, a Red Bluff pastor that's doing the same thing. It's a 12 to 14% success rate, and the location is terrible, and it's the one thing that is in that is probably one of the biggest problems we have with transients and homeless people in this town, and everybody is afraid to say anything about it except for this guy that wrote the article in the paper.
I think a lot of people have talked about the problem we're having here with not only transients, you know, the true homeless that are trying to work their way out of it. Nobody's got a problem with that. But the people that are there 30 days and now they're on the street urinating on themselves and all this is a big problem. In fact, we're going to have the Good News Rescue Mission on here very soon, have changed the rules and trying to make it easier, and they're trying to not have the problems that, you know, some people think they're having out there.
The rules changes don't matter, because the rule change made it so the two guys who tried to stab each other, and when I eventually did stab the other one, they're not on the street. It doesn't solve the problem. The location of where they are doesn't solve the problem. They're smack dab in the middle of traffic right on 273.
So what's
it's a terrible location.
So do you have a solution for this?
Yes, I have a solution for it. I think that the people in the community need to get together with Mr. Anderson and say, you know what, somehow, some way, not only should you be turning these people away at a certain point like you're trying to, but why don't you get a blast out to some of these pastors in these other towns, or maybe you can open up a satellite mission in Chico, because this one pastor from Chico is sending people here left and right. That'd be one solution. Another solution would be to, if they've been okay for 30 days and you can't get them placed, you better send them back to where they came from.
Well, I think this, the program they have where they're, sending people home, they're re-looking at that. You know, where it used to be that you had to have a family or a job waiting or somebody that's going to take care of you. Now I think they've gone back and rethinking it to the sense if, somebody came here from Reno and got stuck here, let's send them back to Reno. Or they got here and they were stuck from Iowa. We send them back to Iowa. Instead of having to wait for people. Yeah, well, these guys were, from Pittsburgh. Let's send them back to Pittsburgh then. Because, hey, would you like to go back to Pittsburgh? Oh, yeah. Okay, here. Here's two tickets. Here's your food vouchers. Here's a ride down to the bus. We'll give you a bath. We'll give you, fresh clothes. Off you go. I like to see that happen because, a lot of people say is that, the studies are showing is these people would leave here if they had the money, and we've got the money. Why don't we send them?
I agree, and a lot of the money that goes to the rescue mission, if you have a 12 to 14% success rate, that's that's pretty poor in itself. But the location is really the bad part. The location is extremely horrible. There's no way around that.
Well, so is another solution then to move it?
How about to Chico? just saying. Anyway, that's a little tongue in cheek, but I do want to go back to what I was saying as far as the mission goes. I give money to them all the time. I'm more than happy to. That's what God wants us to do. If I see a homeless person and they're standing out in front and they really need something to eat, I'll take them in and feed them. Point being is that all this, the way that they're doing it is completely toxic. This 30-day deal is toxic. They need to screen the people before they come in. Because here's the deal. The deal is that they have put the burden, meaning the mission to a degree, has put the burden on the community of Reading. They put the burden on the county, the city, and the citizens. And you can't do that in lieu of saying, okay, well, we'll put the burden on you. We'll do this, but you have to carry the burden, because they're not carrying the burden.
Well, I think they probably argue with you. Like I said, I'll get Jonathan in here, and I'm going to ask him a lot of questions. And how are you planning on changing it? How do you fight the thought that you've got two guys getting a knife fight and they're from different areas?
Yeah.
What about the idea of just helping people from Reading? But you know what? Here is the crux of this whole thing. You have people that are trying to help people, and to try and put a state line or a county line or a city line on helping people with the type of mindset, and it's a good mindset, to help your fellow man. To try and I'm sorry, you're from Chico, we can't help you, kick you out of here. It could, it kind of goes against what they believe. And so that's the kind of thing is that, you know, I mean, I don't want them to change the idea that we're here to help, you know, but there's got to be a way of handling it in such a way that we both benefit from this, though.
Well, it's not. The thing is that it's taking responsibility, Carl. I mean, even the chief, you know, Rob Paletti, his famous remark. You know, he calls it toxic giving.
Yeah.
And it is toxic giving. Yeah. You know, when you have a situation where you have people coming in, first of all, if you turn them out in 30 days, how's that really helping them? If you turn this family out, it doesn't do anything. So they turn them out. Apparently, this family from Pittsburgh, at least in this particular letter, it doesn't call them anything to where they're a disruption to society, but the mission let them go.
I think that's a perfect example of these two people that we should have given bus tickets to. We've had them for 30 days. We've cleaned them up. They've had they've had their medical taken care of, their dental. Boom, they're out of here.
But yeah. It is the crux of the problem.
Yeah. It is.
Let me just say one last thing.
Sure.
Let's just say, and believe me, again, I will go back. I will, and I still give, and I will help, and I do give to the mission. But what if it wasn't here? What if that mission was not here? Would we have the same amount of problems? I would submit to you the answer is no.
Oh. Well, unless
they change what they're doing.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, if they weren't here. What if they weren't here? What if they were in Chico and we were sending them all to Chico?
But they are here. So.
But they are here.
And the
location, again, is dangerous.
Okay. All right, Terry. Like I said, I'm trying to get Jonathan on here. I know he wants to talk about this, so I'll give him a call. We'll get him on. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
All right, bud.
Have a good weekend. You know what? I want to talk water real quick. Onion Grower, he is a prolific chat roomer. And I'm going to go back up to the top of where you were talking at, Onion Grower, and about the water and some of the things that are happening. Because front page of the paper today, Brown urges $1 billion drought funding. One of the things that Onion Grower wrote, which I found interesting, he said, you know, he's on the study of this. The water shortage is really south of the Bay Area. California is going to adapt. California's going to adapt. 80% of the water goes to agriculture. So what he says is low-value crops like cotton and tomatoes can move to other states. Almonds, which are high cash crop, can move from the San Joaquin Valley to the Sacramento Valley up where we're at. That's an interesting point. Water. And, you know, because we've had different people on here to talk about water. And if you read, you know, Desert Cadillac, all of this area out here is desert, semi-arid desert in Southern California. And yet we've brought in all this water. The water's going away. And now we're kind of paying for all the water we've wasted over these, you know, past decades and decades. Now the city wants to, the city wants everybody to keep cutting back. The state's going in hard. And then, and this is my favorite one here, is that, you know, the government right now is researching a faucet to be put in showers that would be put in hotels. And it would measure the water that's being used. They spent like $15,000 on designing this thing, which is, you know what, $15,000? This is a great deal. And but it would do is you put it in hotels, and then as you're taking a shower, if you're taking too long a shower, it starts cutting the water back. Imagine that. How about this? It just starts cutting the hot water off. So, you know, get out of there. I mean, how many of you really take a little bit longer shower when you're in a hotel? Think about it. You know, kind of said, look at this hot water. Now instead of washing my hair four times and, you know, I've been in a baseball game, got my mouth smashed. I'll just let the water run on me for 12 hours here as I lay there. You can tell us. This kind of thing is going to be, it would be really, really interesting to think about if they're going to do that. Now, the last story I have about the government getting into things, all right, it was this, the EPA is now studying getting into your barbecue. That's right. They want to crack down on barbecue emissions, the EPA. I mean, is this group of people? Who are these people? Anyway, they want to study the emissions on barbecues. They want to limit the emissions so people who barbecue don't breathe too much barbecue smoke. I mean, is this or the kind of smoke they're breathing? How much money do we have in the government? How much money do we have in the government to do something like this? Is it stupid? Yes. Yes. So now what they want to do is restrict your barbecues. Okay, you go to take a shower in the hotel. Okay, 1 minute later, it turns cold. You get out. I want to have a barbecue. Sorry, can't use barbecue. Today is Thursday. No barbecuing on Thursdays. you know, nanny state. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Simpson University here. We got a lot of great things going on with Simpson. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:59 today on the 20th of March. 53 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The first day of spring, that may be what the calendar says, but according to the National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry, it doesn't feel like it in big parts of the Northeast.
The heaviest snows will occur from Pennsylvania, northern Maryland, through much of New Jersey, into Long Island, and into the southern parts of New England, mainly through southern and central Connecticut and southern Rhode Island.
New York will be the hardest hit city. The Big Apple expected to get 4 to 6 inches of wet snow. Also at SRNnews.com, thousands of Ohio adoptees today taking advantage of a new law that gives them access to their adoption files and birth certificates. Dorothy Johnson explains why she stood in line to apply for the paper.
This is history in the making for over 400,000 people in Ohio that are adopted. And I wanted to be a part of that.
Dozens lined up outside the State Vital Statistics Bureau in Columbus this morning, despite cold and rain, for a chance to apply in person. The governor of Virginia is calling for an investigation into the arrest of a college student who was shown in a photo with his face bloody as he was held down by an officer. Attorney Daniel Watkins says UVA student Martise Johnson did not present a false ID and did nothing that warranted any kind of physical force.
The conversation resulted in my client being thrown up to the ground, his head hitting the pavement, the officer's knees pressed into his back, his face and skull bleeding and needing surgery.
Court records show that Martise Johnson is charged with obstruction of justice and public swearing or intoxication. 10 people arrested at a raucous protest at a Philadelphia community meeting after the district attorney declined to press charges in a fatal police-involved shooting.
We need to make sure that the police are accountable to civilian voices, that there needs to be a movement towards transparency.
Speaking on WPVI, Mark House there among the protesters, some of whom threw chairs at a recreation center in the city's Lawn Crest section. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
What does it mean to believe?
From the creators of God's Not Dead, 12 unique lives, 12 different stories, one path will bring them all together. This spring, the world will be asking,
do you believe in Jesus?
Do you believe? Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino, John Astin, Alexa Penavega, Ted McGinley, and Andrea Logan White. Do you believe? Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Find a theater at doyoubelieve.com.
A report says that during the last year, the financial drain of Mexico's drug war has cost the equivalent of $233 billion U.S. dollars.
The Institute for Economics and Peace says the annual cost of Mexico's rampaging violence and combating it is almost $2,000 for each Mexican man, woman, and child. IEP Executive Chairman Steve Calilla says that the recent improvements in peace have had a beneficial impact on the Mexican economy. However, the impact of violence is still 3 times greater than the entire Mexican health budget.
That's SRN's James Bleers reporting from Mexico City. House Speaker John Boehner is planning to travel to Israel. The visit comes even as relations between the Obama administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have reached a new low. Spokesman says Boehner will visit Israel during the 2-week congressional recess that begins on March 30th to show his support for the new government. This is SRN News. Public health officials yesterday issued a plea to the parents of University of Oregon students to get their children vaccinated against meningitis after a 6th student has been found to be infected with the bacteria that causes it. Oregon Health Department Infectious Disease Director Dr. Paul Cieslak says It is not surprising that college campuses are affected by meningitis.
College students do appear to be at elevated risk because you got a lot of kids coming from different parts of the state, often different parts of the country, each bringing their own bacteria with them. We tend to crowd them together. College students are stressed to some degree. They're in a new environment.
And the university has been conducting an intense vaccination program. The nation's oldest female military veteran has died in Texas. Lucy Coffey was found dead in her bed in San Antonio this morning. A friend said Coffey had been sick for about a week. She was 108 years old. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. The time is 8:05 in the morning here, March the 20th. You know what? This is the first day of spring. Did you know that? Also, it's a spring equinox. There's going to be a solar eclipse someplace in the world. You cannot see it from here, from the United States. But there is a solar eclipse, all types of things going on. Eldon, the intern, is changing the temperature as we speak. A godlike gesture. 53 degrees out there today, and the weather is going to be partly sunny with, I guess that would mean partly cloudy with a high around 74. This weekend, it's going to be starting to cloud up and maybe a chance for rain Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like real rain on Monday. Maybe we can pull an inch of rain out of the sky here, which we need badly. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. It's a better-known business, of course, locally owned. Give them a call at 365-3793. Of course, senior and veterans discounts there. Every month we bring in, it's like we don't have to hunt them down and bring them here. We've got a partnership with, and I like to use the word partnership. We have partnerships with different organizations here in town. You know what, KCNR, People's Voice, we like to say. We have people on like Haven Humane, Turtle Bay, One Safe Place, Shasta College is coming on. And we have a regular relationship here with the ongoing one with Simpson University. I went there and got my teaching credential for the state when I got back from Iraq this last time. Because I thought, do I want to teach? I substitute taught for 6 months and realized that no, I didn't want to do that. it was way too dangerous. I taught in every school and district around here, including a juvie. And I have a huge, huge, huge respect for teachers. But it wasn't something that I was going to do. But that was how I was introduced to Simpson. And then after that, I knew people from out there. And then I was honored to be asked to be on their committee there, a community, kind of an outreach group on getting the word, what can Simpson do? Simpson, is of. It's not just at Reading. It's of Reading. And there's so many things that Simpson does. So we have this regularly, once a month you all come in, and we talk about different aspects of the things that Simpson does. And it's just, frankly, we really enjoy it. And I've gotten to meet, a lot of people. And like yesterday, we had the Aspire luncheon out at Simpson. And that's the one where, people can finish up their degrees. And it's really, it's just, fantastic what people can do. We've had the head of the program, Dr. Burleson, on before, and one of the students who made it through and where she is. I mean, it's just great stuff. And we've got three more really great people here today we're going to be talking to. Dr. Mike Loomis, who is the Associate Vice President for Student Development.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have Derek Pringle, who is the Assistant Athletic Director and the Women's Basketball Coach.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Daniel Staley, Coordinator of Student Missions.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, we're getting nuts over here. All right, okay. No, none of this, though. Okay. Let's go with seniority here and
yes, please.
And hairlines. Dr. Loomis.
That's an old joke. Right off the bat, an old joke. Thanks.
Yeah. I said hairlines. I didn't say old. Yeah, well, okay. Hey, now you've been at Simpson University and you've been an associate vice president for student development since 2014. So you've been here
a long 8 months.
Yes, I think I met you when you came in because we were at one of our meetings there. And but tell us what you're doing here when you're talking about student development. What exactly is that? Is that like, you know, they're working out or something? No.
A little bit of that. A little bit of everything. And what I like to say, if it's not going on in the classroom, then it's going on in student development. And everything from athletics to service to chapel to intramural sports, health, wellness, we're doing it in student development. So it covers a broad spectrum of services and programs. And it's never boring.
I guess not, because, you know, anytime you've got like 12 different jobs, you've got to be turning to it on all these. You know, when we see it's commuter life, what exactly, I mean, I see it's one of the things here, what exactly is like commuter life?
Yeah, commuter life is growing because our commuter population is growing. So we're just trying to help support them. And in any program we're doing, we're trying to help students be successful. That's our overall goal. We want to see them graduate. We want to see them come, invest, be transformed. I like to tell parents and students, I want to change your life. And so when it comes to commuters, they have their unique challenges, finding places to park, finding places to sit, finding places to study, finding places to have lunch. And so we do a lot of different things to help support them in doing that. We know that students on campus and off campus have ups and downs in life. And so when they're having downs, we want to try and be there for them and encourage them. So there's a lot of different programs that go into commuter life because it's a growing population for Simpson.
You know, resident life. Eldon, of course, our intern is from Simpson. He says that keggers every weekend. That he did not expect that. He did not expect the keggers every weekend.
I'm not going to make an athletic joke. No, we are a Christian university. God first.
There you go. Well, isn't beer natural?
I mean, it is.
Right? Hops and okay. All right. Just you know what? When I met Dr. Loomis, you know, Mike is. You've got, I think, the type of attitude. When I first met you, and I mean, you're taking on a big job here. I mean, everything that kind of goes along with everything that goes on, student senate,
that's
student
my
activities.
Hairline.
Yeah, your hair. Your, yeah. You know, when you go to a Cypress Square barbershop, and people say, "Hey, look, do I get a break because I don't have as much hair?" And they say, "Well, not really, because we charge a hunting fee, you know, because they hunt for the hair." Okay. But campus life, including chapel, residence life. What's the biggest challenge you face every year? I say with all the students coming in from all over and all that, what's your biggest challenge?
Well, it's sort of like being a music leader. It's an orchestra. Uh-huh. You've got to get all these folks who are wonderful folks on the same page, moving in the same direction, and coordinating a lot of different efforts. And so it's a matter of organization. I guess that's the biggest challenge. I know that a student who comes to Simpson, their life is going to be changed. And I've said this to students over the years. If you go through your whole year here, you don't learn anything. You don't grow in some way. You march yourself up to the president's office and ask for your money back. Because I believe in what we're doing, and I think it's happening. And I've never had a student do that. So that's good. And the president relieves. So it's good. The biggest challenge is just help move us in the same direction. Have that same vision of transformation.
Have you worked in other universities non-Christian?
I've only worked in Christian institutions.
Okay. I was going to say, is that a harder job, you think, when you have a Christian university than, say, a secular, you know, go to UC Davis and, you know.
Harder job in terms of having that mission and driving that mission and trying to keep everybody. I mean, these are 18 to 22-year-olds in general, unless they go off to the Aspire or graduate program.
Mm-hmm.
So they're growing. They're developing. Right. I think it's the second greatest time of change in a person's life than maybe the first few years of life. That's just my opinion. There's just a lot of growth going on. I don't know. I've not worked in a secular institution. I think the fact that we can bring God into what we're doing and help them holistically. A lot of universities want to help students holistically.
Sure.
But we're able to just unashamedly talk about Christ, talk about the gospel, and help students grow in that way. So that makes it all the more fun and exciting.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here with Simpson University with Dr. Mike Loomis and Danielle Staley.
and also Derek Pringle. And we're going to be talking student missions. We're going to talk some more about student life in this and athletics. Here, the assistant athletic director. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. You're looking for education in concealed carry or hunter education, right there at Bastiani Arms. Plus, they have every type of long gun or pistol that you could want. Two great gunsmiths working on it, on their on all the weapons there. And John Bastiani, who owns the place, it's locally owned, locally operated, prides himself on customer service and always having what you need in stock and at fair prices. Give him a call at 222-8222. You want to have him work on that $18,000 long rifle? Have him do it. He can do it. Anybody, if anybody can do it, John Bastiani can. Great people down there. 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning on March the 20th.
And I have kind of given up on winter. This warm weather means ethanol-free 93 for all the blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers. And start filling those barbecue bottles. We have clear and red diesel at all of our plants. Talk to Sherry if you need CFN or Fleetwide cards, which are accepted over 40,000 locations in the U.S. The delivery trucks are starting to fill tanks for construction and loggers who are starting back to work, so give Danny a call. Northern Lights Energy. We deliver all the products that we sell, or you can pick up at the plant at three locations. Johnny and Bobby got two more used heaters ready to go. If you'd like a free quote, give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. In Corning, see Robin, Weaverville, see Joe, and Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right. We are American.
Playing a new game. Laughing and running. Hey.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:18 in the morning, 53 degrees out there today on March the 20th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, we use Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. Why? Because and they do great work. They have for over 20 years on any type of heating or cooling system. Warranties, guarantees, they can offer them. You got an emergency? They're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Alliance Heating and Air, if you give them a call at 221-2642, they can come out and service all your air conditioning needs. Because guess what? It was 85 yesterday. 85. Yeah. 85. No. Yeah. You haven't been here long enough to be in the fires. It's snowing in Boston. It's snowing in Boston. The first day of spring, it's snowing in Boston. Well. 85? Guess what? Boston. Who cares? 221-2642.
Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Yeah, that was Dr. Loomis. And we'll forgive Dr. Loomis because Simpson University, we're in a Christian frame of mind here. Three or four years ago, I came back from my nephew's wedding. And all I could see as I came driving in was smoke. We had 800 fires going up here in Shasta County.
Wow.
Maybe more. They had like 8,000. You know, it was dry lightning strikes, and it was fire everywhere. So when we see 85 degrees this early, we know what July is going to be. Yeah. We know where that's going to be. But you're right, though. I'd rather be here than in Boston. Okay. Hey, I want to talk to Derek Pringle right now. Derek's assistant athletic director and the head women's basketball coach. They've been doing pretty good there, your Red Hawks, your Lady Red Hawks.
Okay. We had our worst year this year.
Worst year this year. Yes, okay. But in 2009 to 2012, y'all were doing good.
Pretty solid, yes.
Okay. Assistant athletic director there. You've got a great record yourself in collegiate sports and especially in basketball here. What's your biggest challenge? Assistant, so you guys got to go out and recruit, right? Mm-hmm. So you're recruiting for a Christian university.
Correct.
That right there might take a few off the step.
It does. It's very challenging at times trying to find the right fit to our university. But at the same time, though, it's still fun at the same time to find a student athlete that is a Christian, that wants to be in higher education, wants to play athletics. To me, it's the fun part. Challenging but fun at the same time.
It is, because they want to, they have to be a certain level there. They're right. Going to, they want to do a certain thing. And I think I can use an example of this too. Daniel, I know that, you had a comment about something, but right now we're into this, with our guest this time. But I promise you that, this coming week we're going to be talking water a lot, and what's going to happen with our water. But thank you for calling. I sit on the board to pick, people to go to the academies, the service academies, for Congressman LaMalfa. And we had this one young man came in, mm-hmm. and top of his class, here in one of our local high schools, an athlete. Mm-hmm. This kid was an overachiever, 4.5, president of his class, the whole thing.
Awesome.
And we said, but he made a comment to one of the, there's three or four of us there on the board. He made a comment to one of the members of the board about something, and I picked up on it, and I looked at him and I said, do you really want to go to the academy? I mean, you've got a, right here, we can check. And he goes, no.
Hmm.
Why? Because I want to go to a university where I can kind of like relax. And this is a kid that's been, obviously working really hard. He knew if he went to the academy, he would be in a certain type of regimen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the relax wasn't the right word, mm-hmm. For it, but that's what he said. And so we just said, thank you very much. Hey, congratulations. He'd already been accepted like four other universities, including San Diego State. But he could have made it there, I think. But he wanted to do something else. And that's kind of where I think that you are with a Christian university. They can make it here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, but maybe it's that time where they believe there's going to be restrictions on their social life, maybe.
It happens a lot with recruits, yes.
Yeah.
And it's for us, that's what you don't want to be at Simpson because of the faith base. That's right. Fine.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, but those that want to be at Christian University.
We want them to be here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can I talk about your softball team?
Sure can.
Absolutely.
Are they just champs?
They are champs. Wayne's done a phenomenal job the past 7 years with that group. And even this year, ranked 10th in the nation coming in to the season in NEI. Those ladies, they work hard every day. They play hard. They're a phenomenal group.
Are they going to go to the playoffs, it looks like? Or?
Yes, great chance of them, yes.
Okay.
Great chance.
And we just had our basketball team is at the playoffs right now.
Yeah, yes.
The men's basketball.
They're at Indiana right now. They're playing today at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. for the seventh place game.
All right.
They had a great year this year. Jim Holcomb was coach of the year for NEI, for CalPAC and NCAA West Region.
Is this NAIA? Or when you say NAIA?
We belong to two leagues, NAIA. And the NCCAA, National Christian College Athletic Association.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Two different leagues.
Because my school, Central Washington State College.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a university now, but it's a small university. We were NAIA.
Ellensburg.
Ellensburg. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, we did have Kagers in the... I understand.
But that's different.
I went there for my visit, so I know.
I still have scars from that college.
There you go.
I mean, really
try
do.
Try to avoid that thing.
Yeah. Just, you know, try to avoid... Never get into the wild cattle milking contest up there. Yes, okay. All right. Derek, when you're the athletic program that you have there, with the baseball, baseball is you all have got kind of a, you're doing stuff down with the city on Tiger Field.
Right.
I think you all have provided some seating.
We did.
The bleachers and seating down there. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. This is another good example of how Simpson and the city and the people of Reading are all kind of coming together on some of these things. But do you see anything in the future that Simpson, as far as from the athletic side, I know your athletes go out and volunteer to do things, but do you see other things that we can build more support for the Simpson teams here? What can we do?
I think it's for our student athletes to really get more become more involved in the community. We're doing a lot of outreach stuff, but internships we're now with.
I tell you what, Elden. We've learned more about baseball
right.
since Eldon's come here, and what a great guy he is, first of all. But he's we sympathize, we sit, we agonize in the games, we cheer when he wins.
Right.
We haven't cheered a lot, but we've cheered seven times. Cheered seven times. We get to look inside where he takes the bad bounce into his mouth. And then my wife looks at it and goes, thanks, Elton.
Well, I think our student athletes do a good job though of being in the community. It's kind of not written in paper or seen a lot, but a lot of our student athletes are really involved in this community.
Well, those are the kind of things we need to get people out into. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking to somebody here in a minute. It's going to be talking a little bit about that. But, so it's kind of a tough recruiting thing. But once you get them here, can you keep them?
Sure can. Our retention is pretty high. 75% of our athletes stay.
Mm-hmm. How many of them graduate?
75% of them graduate.
75%?
The ones that stay graduate, yes.
The ones that stay, in other words, if they stay and they're playing for your team, they all graduate. That's great.
It's awesome.
In a lot of ways, that's the camaraderie of college athletics. You come, if you're good enough to play at a college level, you're looking for a place to continue to play. If you're like Eldon, you've played since you're five, and you keep going and keep going. You want to keep playing. NAIA, he could probably tell me how many people from the NAIA have ever gone pro. That's probably not going to happen, but a lot of these students are going to go into coaching, anywhere from Little League on up to the college level, so it's a great opportunity for them.
But most people, even if you play at Michigan State or Notre Dame, most of them don't go to the pros. I mean, when you get down to it, and this is one of the things that you try and tell people is that, hey, you're a stud in high school.
Right.
So you get to college, and this is, again, and here's another one I can kind of use as an example. When they go from high school into West Point or the Naval Academy, one of the young men said, what am I going to be facing? I said, right now, on that day when you walk in there, there's going to be 1,800 more just like you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be Class A, or they're going to be Type A personalities. They're all going to be 4-0s. Mm-hmm. They're going to be athletes. They're going to be smarter than you are. They're going to be faster than you are. That's what you're going to have to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see great high school athletes, and you've seen it, Derek, because you played at the big leagues here, and when they come to a college. And then to try and get into the pros is just...
It's hard. It's very difficult.
So, I think that's the biggest disservice, and not you all, and this is what's so great. This is what I'm getting at. A lot of colleges, universities, they don't graduate. They go to a certain point, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you graduate all your players.
We do.
That's cool.
We do.
That's something to be really be proud of. And I think that's something we need to talk about, too.
A lot of kids, too, it's life-changing, because a lot of them come from first generation, where the parents didn't graduate from college at all.
Never even went to college. Right.
So they're coming to Simpson and they're graduating and while playing the athletics and getting higher education. So it's been phenomenal to see.
Great. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Simpson University, and we've been talking with Dr. Mike Loomis, who's Associate Vice President for Student Development, and Derek Pringle, who's Assistant Athletic Director, who's got like 100% graduation rate for his athletes or something like that. It's close to it.
You know what?
That in itself is super. Now we're going to talk when we get back from our from the our messages here is to Danielle Staley, who's a coordinator of student missions. Find out what exactly that is. And there's something, some other things going on too at Simpson we're going to be talking about. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 8:29 in the morning, 53 degrees here on March the 20th. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Redding. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Friday, March the 20th. 8:32 in the morning, 53 degrees out there today. It's going to be kind of cloudy, 64 degrees, 53 right now. This weekend looks like we're going to have some rain. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran owned. Right here in town, 365-3793. Give them a call. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Go on in there, catch up on your magazine reading. No, that's not the kind I saw. Elton's little ears pricked up. Nope, it's National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, Hunting Magazines, and Road and Track. You'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV set there. I promise you. All right, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway, right down there in Cypress Square Barber. In the it's quite bleh. Shopping center. I'm okay. I'm here with Simpson University, three members of Simpson University. You know what? I feel different today.
Because it's the first day of spring?
I think that may be
because
it.
Because we're here.
No, well, you know, I think it's both. You know, I'm sitting here with very positive energy here. You know, I mean, coming out of this, and it's, you know, first day of spring, and what?
I mean, thanks for having us, but I don't know if I want to be here every Friday.
No, not every Friday. Some Fridays I don't want to be here. Maybe next week, you know, Elvin may have it to himself. Who knows? But I'm here with Dr. Mike Loomis, who's Associate Vice President for Student Development, Derek Pringle, Assistant Athletic Director and Women's Basketball Coach, and Danielle Staley, who is the a Coordinator of Student Missions, and it's Danielle's turn now. I have sat here before for a whole hour and not talked to somebody until like the last 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for ignoring us.
I'm just kidding. I've never done that. Anything I can do to get off the air. Danielle is a coordinator for student missions. Tell us about that, Danielle.
Yeah. So at Simpson University, we have a tradition for the last 20 years. We've sent out student-led trips all over the world. And one of the taglines that Simpson University has is Gateway to World Service. And kind of the way that we're able, one of the ways that we're able to live that out and practice that is to form teams of students and their peers to go all over the world. We've, over the last 20 years have just been amazed with the locations we've been able to go to, the relationships that have been formed, some of the projects that have been done, and then primarily just the transformation that happens in a person's life.
I talked to a couple of your students that were in Mongolia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mongolia.
Yeah. These aren't vacations.
No.
If you don't go to Mongolia for your summer vacation.
No, you don't. This year, I think you're all, heading to India?
Yeah, we do have a special School of Nursing trip done with our nursing students that are in their third semester of the program, and they're headed to India to partner with a children's hospital. And we're actually going to be partnering with Azusa Pacific and another ministry in India to offer public health camps, kind of public health awareness to the community, and just get exposed to what the medical care looks like in the Indian context.
Well, we've had Dr. Payush Dhanuka on our station many times, and Payush is from India, and is so happy to be here. I mean, he and his wife are both, of course, physicians here in town. Could have lived anywhere, and they live in Reading. They love Reading. And this is going to be an eye opener for some of your students, or all of your students, I would believe.
Absolutely, yes.
Going to India, it's tough.
And a lot of these students in our nursing program have a desire to do medical missions work. That's one of the reasons they would like to have a degree in the medical field, is to be able to serve those that don't have the same access and level of care that we have here in the United States. So it's just such a privilege that this opportunity came about, that we can have them experience that now as they're in school, kind of develop and foster that heart of service. And then we're also able to send some of our faculty members with them to help them grow in their skills, so they get to practice their nursing skills in another environment. And it's just
incredible. A nurse probably from Simpson, because I know you've all got just a great, great program there. It would be almost equivalent to physicians in some of these countries. A nurse in some of these areas could be busy 24 hours a day.
Right. It's amazing the amount of stuff they know, and now they'll be able to practice it.
So yeah. You know, it always, like we have another one of our board operators who is gone now. She's in, I think she's in Malaysia. In fact, she would be here on Friday mornings. Savannah, I think, is in Malaysia or Indonesia. She's on there with her mission. And from she's from Bethel, and I know that, you know, those missions going out. I know that when I was in the military, we were going when we were in Somalia, we would run into people, you know, the nurses and doctors with absolutely, and from non-governmental organizations, NGOs, absolutely no protection, except maybe some Somalis that they hired who they didn't know if they were going to turn on them or turn them in. And we'd be in there, and, I mean, it was the amount of courage these people had, and, I mean, it was just unbelievable. We're coming in there in our units, and we would, if we could, we try and stay in that general area, and I could put people around there, and then we'd leave. And they were there to help people, and their safety and well-being was secondary to that. Mm-hmm. And it was just absolutely, it was almost inspiring. And, you know, my Marines are a tough bunch, and they're like, whoa. You know, yeah. Hey, would you like to stay out here without your without any weapons or helmets or anything? No. In fact, you have to, you just wanted to leave people there. Mm-hmm. Though sometimes you couldn't. Okay, now you also do things in the United States too.
Yes,
do
a lot and of stuff actually, today we are commissioning our three spring break teams. We have three teams going out over spring break. So these students are giving up their precious spring break. They're going to head to Oakland, Olympia, Washington, where we're going to partner with a church who's working on the issue of human trafficking and kind of advocating at the state level in Washington. And then our third trip is going to Chicago, where they're going to partner with the Family Empowerment Centers, which is a kind of community center and church plant in a neighborhood in Chicago, reaching
what
the needs
of
their... Yeah, the community center in Chicago, one of their main focuses is an after-school program, and they're a safe haven for students who are in public schools. So they can come to the Family Empowerment Center, do some tutoring, they do some life skill training, just kind of provide a safe place. They also offer ESL classes for some people in the area who are learning English for the first time. And so those are just a little bit of their programs.
Do you ever want to go out on one of those, Elton?
I can't during spring break.
No, he can't during spring break.
I know.
So, I mean, this spring break is in inner city Chicago as opposed to the beaches in Cabo. Cabo.
Where are your games?
Yeah. Well, we have talked with the athletics department about doing something with the teams to have, like, athletes in action. And maybe a baseball team or basketball team could go and use their skills that they have as athletes to put on camps for different populations. And it's an amazing opportunity. I'd love to see where that would go.
Our soccer team went last year.
Yeah.
Where did they go to? They went to...
I can't remember.
Somewhere where they went out.
Yeah. And we've done that before. We sent a team to North Africa.
That was a great answer. I said, well, yeah, they went out someplace. Have we seen them since, though? Did they come back?
They did.
Maybe they're with the cross-country team or still out there someplace north of Seattle.
We sent a basketball team or some men who are basketball players to Paris, France, and they were able to do some camps there.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Okay. The nursing students go to India. All right. Derek, who is a basketball star at one point in his life, is now the coach out there. Your players go to Paris, France.
Pretty smart, example.
Huh? I mean, what are they going to say? Don't eat any bad snails? Or here's how we taste wine back here at Simpson? What?
No, we don't.
It's part of the communion service here, so we're going to show you how to do it? What?
Even that.
You're going to get
any
in trouble.
Possible. Yep.
Well, and the European leagues are very popular, and there's lots of immigrants in France.
Okay. Savannah's first mission, she went to Sweden. I said, Sweden? What are you going to do in Sweden? What do they warn you about? Eating too much chocolate. Okay, I got it, So in Paris, what did you tell them? Oh, hey, look, when you drink that first bottle of wine, turn the Simpson T-shirt upside, inside out so they can't see who you are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right.
No.
No way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Am I having too good a time?
This is great.
It's Friday. Okay.
Maybe I will come back.
The gospel goes everywhere.
The gospel, if that's a way of reaching somebody.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you've been, Danielle, you went to Simpson. So,
I did. Yeah, I graduated in 2007. And, so I am a product of this beautiful place.
Now, I'm ready for this. I want to rent a team.
You want to rent a team? That's great.
Okay, what is rent a team Simpson has?
So one thing we like to do, we're fundraising for these trips because they're not free, unfortunately. The airfare costs, food costs.
Have you talked to President Obama?
I could, I guess. But we just know that money's a reality. We have
maybe the next time that they go on vacation, you could put a team in there with them. and they could just kind of, when they stop, they could drop them off and pick them up on the way back. Come on.
A long layover.
It's a big plane.
It's a big plane. They probably wouldn't even know they're there.
That's great. Well, part of our fundraising is we want our teams and our students to have some sweat equity in what they're doing. And so we have this opportunity where you can rent a team of enthusiastic, fun, hardworking college students to come and do maybe some of your yard work, your house projects, cleaning, anything along that.
Okay. On a serious note. Okay.
Yeah.
Say I want to clean up my backyard, and it's going to take probably two or three guys, maybe 4 hours. A piece to do that, and come in and take out all these shrubs that I want out, and build an in-ground or above-ground vegetable garden thing.
Yeah.
Those are kind of things. Can they do that?
They could. Yeah.
Or do they need to be told? Is it just simple labor? But if you get into something a little bit harder, maybe you might have to tell them what to do.
You would probably want to direct them, especially since it's your property. You might have a vision for what you want it to look like.
Wow.
But I would say good direction.
Come out 4 hours later. Wow.
Is that what we got done?
I never saw that one coming.
Yeah, but they, I mean, everybody who's gone out has had a great time. They've gotten sore.
Okay.
They've put in that.
And you do this on donations. So you don't say, yeah, as I'm going to pay you so much an hour. What you say is donate to our team.
Yeah, here. So you eventually write your check
to be fair. Yeah.
Simpson University. We ask that you try and stay within like a minimum wage per hour, but we leave it open. It's your donation.
Oh, I understand.
It's your discretion.
I understand. So. I'll pay them what I pay my interns here.
All yeah? Right.
Okay, yeah. Exactly. I'll double what I pay the interns.
Maybe
here.
Some lemonade there for yeah. good.
Remember, I'm going to double what I pay the interns. And how much do I pay? Oh, that's right. No, but we'll
so
have lemonade
credit
for him.
For this. Yeah. How much is it credit?
He is. No, he is getting credit for this. I had to sign something off the other mm-hmm. day that said he was here, even though it was the first time I saw him. Okay, now Rent-A-Teams is anybody can use them in the town. Mm-hmm. And how they get a hold of you, though, to rent a team?
Yeah, the best way would be through phone. So my assistant Kendra is working on coordinating those. So 530-226-4526 would be the best option to get a hold of her. And just be aware, we are headed into spring break, so this week is
could be
not
tough.
Ideal. And then Easter's coming up, so that one could also be tough, but we're going to try and squeeze
spring,
as many.
Spring break and Easter should be the same, though, so you could just get one vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have to spread them out so the teachers can get more time off?
No.
Okay, you know what? I am going to rent a team.
You're going to rent one?
I'm really going to do this year because I do want to have tomato gardens this year.
I love
and
it.
Beautiful.
So I've figured out where it's going to be at. But the only thing is, it's these shrubs. They're just it's going to be a battle.
Okay.
Do they bring their own tools? No.
No.
Okay.
We might be able to gather up some things, but a lot of these students are living in the dorm rooms with their
You're
essentials.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah, just their books and their study
Computers,
materials and
maybe a few DVDs.
Case of beer.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, look, thanks a lot. Okay. Now this is Daniel Staley, who has got not only the World Mission teams, but the rented teams right here in town. That, you know, World Serve that goes out on missions into really harsh areas in most cases, and with nurses and with students to help, into the inner cities also. So it's not just, which is what I really liked. You know, I really think that it's great when universities can go into the inner cities, and I see all these people, you know, that got these missions going to other countries. Mm-hmm. And I understand they raise money for it, but I'm thinking there's a lot of money that we could still, or a lot of missions we could use here in
And we even see in Reading, yeah. We want our students who go out to come back and maybe for the last few years at Simpson contribute. We have strike teams that are serving needs.
That's right,
here
and that's for free.
Reading.
Yeah, the strike teams. I'm going to talk about that when we get back, too. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst does something other glass companies can't do here in town. He guarantees his work from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff can assist you. Jeff's it's a veteran-owned business. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He guarantees his work, and if you can't do it, he'll just tell you that. You know, it's a man of integrity, too. So we'll be right back. We're here with Simpson University. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, April 2nd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Joe Larson on trombone. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bott, on vocals. Join us as we swing to some of the best music from the American Songbook, 7 to 9 p.m., April 2nd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes, call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 10 till 9 here on March the 20th, Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. 605-4567. It's going to be a partly cloudy day. It's 53 degrees out there, going up to probably around, 70. Hopefully we'll get some rain this weekend, but it's, 20% chance. And then Monday it looks like pretty good. I want to talk about what's going on this weekend. We have a number of things going on this weekend. One, of course, is the Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind fundraiser and banquet down at Wind River. Starts at 4:30 on Saturday, but the dinner doesn't start till 5:30 or the banquet and everything. But they have got just tons of guns down there for the raffle items, and you can buy raffle tickets there. And one time I was there and won three guns. Last year, Chris Reznor of Dutch Brothers won six guns. It was almost embarrassing, and on the sixth gun, he was so embarrassed, he gave one back so they could raffle it off again. And I don't even know if Chris shoots, but but he was down there. And then, of course, on Saturday evening also, we have the Honor Flight fundraiser right down in Yuba Street at the Veterans Memorial Hall there. That Classic Cafe is going to cater a spaghetti dinner, $15 tickets. And this money there is raised to help take World War II veterans from Reading, from right here in the North State, all from Shasta County in the North State, World War II veterans back to D.C., and they go to the World War II Memorial, and then other memorials around there as time allows, and also the guardians that go with them that pay their own way to help on this. It's just a great, great, great event that they do. And they're always looking for guardians to go back there with them on the trip. But also, that's also going on. And there's a number of other things going on this weekend, but those two are really big ones. And if you can get to either one, or both, or even just buy tickets. Go down to Classic Cafe, buy a couple tickets. Buy tickets for that, and then go to the Wind River one, so that you're supporting both. Okay, I'm here with Simpson University, and we're talking to Dr. Michael Loomis and Derek Pringle, who's the assistant athletic director and women's basketball coach, and Danielle Staley, coordinator of student missions. And the strike teams. Talk a little bit, Daniel. Talk a little bit more about the strike teams. Is that right? Strike teams, right?
Yeah. It's another kind of ministry out of Simpson. And they provide kind of on a as-needed basis manpower to different volunteer organizations or somebody who's just in need of maybe they need to move. Maybe they've had something in their life come up and they need 3-4 college students to give them a helping hand. So
move
they
move furniture or move into some other place.
Yeah, like exactly. That, yeah. It's a variety of events. But Hannah DeWater, she leads up that crew of students mm-hmm. and just has so much passion for giving back and serving.
We've met Hannah before when she came in here. Oh, yeah, she's Oh, yeah. And so if you've got somebody, do you know somebody that needs help? And it's like labor help that
right.
they can then and these men and women will come in there and move people, paint things, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Short
will
term,
help people.
Half right. a day, a few hours. That's mm-hmm. that's what they want to do.
Okay, Dr. Loomis, Mike Loomis again. Yep. You know, you've got so many things falling under you. Enrollment. We know we had a class when we were there in our group, our committee there, about the enrollment and keeping people. And all this that I was so surprised to find that all universities after 2 years a lot of people leave.
That's right.
And I mean I was surprised about that because you know they tried to throw me out of my university 3 times.
Okay.
On the fourth time I left without their help. I was always constantly on some kind of probation there at Central Washington State. And so you know the enrollment at Simpson. Or, you know, is it a steady? And are your numbers steady, growing? What
they've been steady and growing a little bit. the key we were talking about earlier with athletics, you know, mm-hmm. for a student athlete,
sure,
that's the thing that hooks them. You know, they're going there to get an education,
mm-hmm.
but outside the classroom, they need to find one or two things that are going to connect them to the Simpson community. So if we can help students do that, whether it's athletics or ministry or music, whatever it may be, that helps them. To persist.
Yeah.
That helps them to own their Simpson experience.
That's their buy-in. That's their skin
right.
in the game.
Right.
Have you thought about, and this is, of course, one of the things you're doing, is how can we have the community
That's
reach
right.
into and reach out to the community? Maybe, you know, I like the idea of having, you know, maybe parts of the athletic teams coming out and helping people. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe at the schools, you know, at the high schools, so on, having a basketball camp or a mm-hmm. baseball camp or a softball camp, because you've got some really, really great mm-hmm. players out there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something like that, reaching out like that.
We
you know,
need, get, yeah,
taking,
need to
a,
do
you know,
more
taking
clinics.
A long weekend, a
yep.
clinic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clinics and camps in the summer, we need
yeah.
to do more of that. You're on the advisory council, and that's one of those things that's been helpful to help us bring awareness to what we can do mm-hmm. better in Reading. So
right.
I'm excited about that.
I think there's so many things that Simpson University does for our community. And, you know, just, you know, like you said, the strike teams, people don't know about it. And this is one of the things we're doing is getting the word out like that. And then you have a number of different events that go through there, like in your, student union building there. I don't know what else to call it. There's a lot of different events that happen there that Simpson provides manpower for. I was down there for the bridal show. You had students in there. You provided everything. People putting tables up, taking
Absolutely.
Tables down. It's all part of the deal with that. And it also helps, you know, gives students some money, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the biggest challenge you see coming here in the next 2 years at Simpson?
For the university?
The university.
I think it's continuing to grow our enrollment and continuing mm-hmm. to help students persist to graduation. We're in the midst of strategic planning. We're in the midst of a presidential search. We're in the midst of hiring new staff.
I thought we haven't figured out the president yet, huh?
Very soon.
Very soon.
Stay tuned.
So
I think the future is very exciting, and we're going to get the right people in place and hopefully continue to grow and continue to have a good impact.
I tell you what, your nursing program is, you know, with the new nursing and science building that you have out there, I mean, that's just fantastic. My daughter's a nurse, and so I know that, you know, the need for nurses and such. And but you're also expanding out off on to online classes. Your Aspire classes
yep.
for those that are have already got some credits and they're
right.
moving through. You know, just your, you know, the attitude of the students that you see out there. This is what people need to know about Simpson University of Reading,
right.
mm-hmm. of Reading, because there's so many things they can do out there.
There's the traditional undergraduate experience, which a lot of kids can have, but then there's the adult programs, the graduate programs
mm-hmm.
for those who want to advance in their careers, the online programs for those who are at a distance, and then looking at other sites in Northern mm-hmm. California and beyond where we can set up.
I only got a couple minutes left. You said a lot of Simpson are under the TRIO. I'm not sure I said the right word.
But. You got it. Recent research that we've been doing, 66% of our undergraduate students are from first-generation homes. academically underprepared homes or economically depressed homes. Mm-hmm. And that makes it, that's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
How do we help those students
right.
pay for their education and get through with as little debt as possible?
Well, let me tell you, and if you've got a student here in town and you're looking to go out and you're thinking, oh, this private universities are too expensive, you need to call out there. With the grants that you don't have to pay back and the
exactly.
number of things that Simpson has available, it costs less to go to Simpson University than it does probably UC Davis.
And you can, you know, the big thing is you can get through in 4 years.
And you can, oh, there's the other
big
thing.
A lot of our state schools,
you cannot, you can't even touch it in six
right.
years anymore.
Right.
When I went to college, 4 years was the norm, and you could go through there. You know, I mean, the only problems we had, of course, is the goose quills that, you know, sometimes,
yep.
you know. But the thing is, you can finish 4 years
yes, sir.
At Simpson. And because they have the classes and all that. You know, thank you so much for being with me today.
Been great.
Dr. Mike Loomis, who is the head of the, as I get my notes here again, so I can make sure I got everybody right, Associate Vice President for Student Development, Derek Pringle, Assistant Athletic Director and Women's Basketball Coach, and a good guy, seems like it. And then Danielle Staley, who is a Coordinator of Student Missions, who will send people to your house if you need help.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks a lot for being here and for sharing this time with us.
Great to be here.
Oh yes, have a great weekend.
Me
this
too.
Weekend,
too.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Hey everybody, think of all the things that are going on. We've got of course local programming tomorrow starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with Swap and Sell going till 2 in the afternoon. Then Sunday, of course, starting off with Jefferson State of Mind to all the way through We the People. Till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then of course our local travel show with Nate Abarea starts at 2. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center,
top cardiovascular hospital in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
An ISIS-affiliated group is claiming responsibility for today's string of suicide bombings in Yemen's capital. The BBC's Alan Johnston says the attackers targeted Shiite houses of worship during Friday midday prayers.
At one of the mosques, a bomber detonated a device in the thick of the crowd. Then another explosion went off as panicking worshippers tried to flee through the gates. And a blast at the second mosque was also devastating, leaving blood and body parts scattered across the floor.
At least 137 people killed, more than 300 wounded. In a video message to the Iranian people, President Obama says the current nuclear talks are a golden opportunity to settle the nuclear issue and to chart a new, better course for U.S.-Iran relations.
This is what's at stake today, and this moment may not come again soon.
The president's address...